Right now on KPIX 5 News at 6, taking a live look from Fort Myers in southwest Florida. All eyes on Hurricane Ian this morning, and we are tracking the storm before it makes landfall. Plus,
we are going all hands on deck to address gun violence in the city of Oakland.
A strong message coming from Oakland's police chief. The new plan to combat violence and make the city safer after its 9th homicide in just over a week, Justin.
Yeah, plus G, global outrage after a controversial death in Iran. And here at home, people are making their voices heard.
This fight right now is for the women in Iran and for the women around the world, for them to be free finally.
The show of solidarity in the South Bay.
And we're tracking a little bit of a warming trend as we wrap up this work week here in the Bay Area. We'll talk more about that coming up in your full forecast.
And San Francisco Fleet Week gets underway next week. We introduce you to a World War II hero from the Bay Area.
His entire life is about service to the community, and he's fun.
The 107-year-old's dedication to help those in need.
Time now for a look at this morning's top stories. Millions who have decided to ride out Hurricane Ian on Florida's Gulf Coast are hunkered down as the storm approaches. Ian knocked out the entire power grid on the island of Cuba and left behind downed power lines and splintered homes. 2.5 million residents in Florida are under mandatory or voluntary evacuation orders. And as of right now, Ian is a Category 4 hurricane. Coming up at 6:35, we will have a live report from Tampa with the latest. And a developing story in Pleasant Hill, where police have been in a standoff since last night with a suspect at the Nordstrom Rack near Sun Valley Mall. These are live pictures right now of what's going on there. You can see police presence. You can see they're also still working on a barricade in that area. And shoppers, they were forced to evacuate the store last night, and as police surrounded the place. We'll have more updates for you throughout the morning as we get more information in. Oakland's police chief says he'll do whatever it takes to make the city safer after its 9th homicide in just over a week. Now, that marks 96 homicides so far this year. Now the chief wants to deploy more officers to the biggest trouble spots in East and West Oakland.
We are going all hands on deck to address gun violence in the city of Oakland. 7 days a week, increase staffing, bring in officers that are on their off days, extend officer shift, in order to ensure that we are providing safety for the residents of Oakland.
But according to the Oakland Police Officers Association, president officers have already been working maximum overtime hours.
Police officers that are serving, diligently serving this community, they're tired. They're tired. Every weekend they're on deployment, but pound for pound, they work harder than any other police officers in America. In an extremely difficult environment.
Chief Armstrong says he is fully aware of the stress his plan will put on the department. Well, good morning to you on this Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us. And we've got to get to Jessica to talk about, I know, our weather here at home, but of course we've got Hurricane Florida on the mind as well, or hurricanes in Florida on our mind as well.
Exactly. You know, that hurricane is massive right now. It's at 155 mile per hour winds. 157 mile per hour winds would make it a Category 5 hurricane. We'll have more on that coming up in the full forecast, but let's start off with a live look from the Sutro Tower cam of that marine layer just blanketing this colorful city here in the Bay Area. We are waking up with a thin marine layer this morning. It pulls back and we're going to see sunny skies as we head into that afternoon setup. It will roll back in late evening hours, but something interesting is going on with our forecast for us this week. Right now, we're still sitting right at average or just a little bit below. The cooler conditions are thanks to that onshore flow, those winds pushing in from the Pacific, giving us a little coastal breeze. But take a look at this. High pressure is going to start diving its way in from the south. This is going to warm us up. It's going to heat us up off those east inland hills. And we're also going to be seeing drier conditions with this system. That'll happen as we head into Thursday and Friday, but then we get right back down to average as we head into the weekend. So we'll talk more about that. And of course, hurricane updates as well. But for now, over to you.
Thanks, Jess. It is getting busy out there on the roadways. We've got a couple things to look out for. First off, a traffic alert in Brentwood, Marsh Creek Road between Byron Highway and Sellers Avenue. It's completely shut down due to an injury crash. In the meantime, you're going to want to stick with an alternate. Use Brentwood Boulevard instead. So again, that traffic alert is in effect. It's in the city of Brentwood, Marsh Creek Road between Byron Highway and Sellers Avenue. We'll keep you updated on that. Also keeping our eye on that commute along 680 southbound right at Treat Boulevard. Three lanes still blocked due to an injury crash. This is southbound as you head out of Concord into Walnut Creek this morning. Ignacio Valley Boulevard, probably your best bet if you want to avoid some of those brake lights and at least get to the freeway south of where that trouble spot is.
A show of solidarity in the South Bay as hundreds rallied in support of protesters in Iran. Betty Yu reports it's part of a growing global call for change after the death of a 22-year-old Iranian woman arrested over her headscarf.
They chanted, carried signs, and made their presence known on Winchester and Stevens Creek Boulevards near Santana Row Tuesday evening. Some protesters carried photos of Mahsa Amini. Others carried signs that said, Free Iran.
I only lived in Iran until I was 7 years old. I've been back to visit. I can't know what it is to live the life of an Iranian woman. I can't imagine what that life would be like here. I have the freedom to come here and protest today and not feel like anyone is going to come kill me or shoot me.
This fight right now is for the women in Iran and for the women around the world, for them to be free finally from any brutal government just like the Islamic Republic.
In Iran, the death toll of demonstrators killed in protests is growing as unrest spreads. Amini was taken into custody 2 weeks ago, accused of wearing her hijab headscarf too loosely. She was tortured in the van after her arrest, then tortured at the police station for half an hour. Amini's cousin tells CBS News. Her cousin says the protesters want regime change in Iran in order to live freely. Bay Area protesters are speaking out in solidarity.
We want the public to know what is going on in Iran, and the government of Iran is fully responsible. And we're asking for justice. We want the people who are behind this to be arrested.
In the South Bay, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
Meanwhile, the Biden administration is imposing sanctions on Iran's morality police and taking steps to support internet freedom as the Iranian government imposes online shutdowns.
And San Francisco Fleet Week gets underway on Monday. KPIX 5 is proud to be this year's broadcast sponsor as we celebrate our service members. Now this morning, Da Lin introduces us to World War II hero, who's also been a lifelong hero to his Sonoma County community.
A swing band and well-wisher celebrating this man, Albert Magini, and his 107th birthday. He still has the groove and a lot of the energy. He only gave up driving 3 years ago.
That was the terrible thing of my life. I gave up my Porsche. I had a black Porsche. Oh, my. That puppy was a great, great, great automobile. Oh.
Mentally sharp, healthy, and relatively mobile. He started using the walker this year. I asked about his secret to longevity.
Well, first was martinis. They helped. Great. But I've been just lucky.
Lucky, he says, because he survived World War II. Al flew 35 combat missions over Nazi Germany as a navigator in the B-17 bombers and had a lot of close calls. But his service didn't end with the military. He served on local college and hospital boards for decades. Santa Rosa leaders say the lifelong philanthropist helped raise millions of dollars for local charities.
Raise over $200 million.
He had a lot of connections since he was a stockbroker and finally retired in his 90s.
His entire life is about service to the community, and he's fun.
People like to have something positive to celebrate, and Al is something positive to celebrate.
He says, no birthday wish, just thankful. Thankful for the gift of time.
Al, the only question we've been asking you is, what do you want for your cake for your 110th?
I'll be lucky if I celebrate tomorrow. When you get to this stage, some nights you're not feeling well and you think, well, this is the end of the road. And then you wake up in the morning, you feel good, and then, Maybe I'll go a few more.
Friends and supporters say he can do it.
Just wanted to wish him happy birthday.
If one bets another, hope long live.
I hope to see you again next year.
They'll be back to dance to his next milestone.
Just flattered. That's so nice.
In Santa Rosa, I'm Daw Lin, KPIX 5.
What a great story there. We'll be bringing you special Fleet Week coverage through next week on air and online. We've also posted a link to the event schedule on KPIX.com. Gianna.
Yeah, it should be a pretty fun week. Okay, you guys, take a look at this. This is the world's first all-electric commuter plane. It took its first successful flight, and it flew at an altitude of 3,500 feet for 8 minutes. Now, the electric plane uses technology very similar to an electric car with 30 minutes of charging. It can actually fly for an hour at 287 miles per hour. Israeli company Eviation hopes to have customers in the cockpits by 2027.
Wow.
About 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do you, Jess? I mean, you fly planes. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I have a hybrid car. I support it. I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think that there's going to be a lot of work with it because when it comes to propulsion, when it comes to like the avionics behind it, like that's going to take a lot of work to get it to do a long flight. You know, mm-hmm. it was 8 minutes and they put that much work into it. So there's a lot to come, but I think that it's impressive already.
Yeah.